And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday the 7th of July 2025. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, southern Norway, 997, expected fissure, 999 by 1800 Monday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north Utsira. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later in north Utsira. Showers, good. South Utsira, 40s Cromarty. Northwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5 in eastern South Utsira. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. 4th, Tyne, Dogger. North or northwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, except in Dogger. Showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor later. Fisher. Northwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5 in east. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover. North or northwest, 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6, then occasionally variable 3 later, except in German Bight. Showers, thundery at times, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. North or northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Showers, perhaps thundery in White and Portland. Good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar. Variable 2 to 4 in far southeast, otherwise northerly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in far northeast. Occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. South Fitzroy. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times in south, perhaps gale 8 later in far south. Occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. North Fitzroy. Northwesterly 4 to 6, veering northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Showers, then fair, good. Seoul. Northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in east and 3 in west. Showers, good. Lundy Fastnet. North or northwest 4 to 6, backing west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Irish Sea. Northerly and northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north and 3 in south. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Shannon, Rockall. Northwest 4 to 6, backing west 3 to 5. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Malin, Hebrides. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Bailey. Northwest 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain later in west, good, occasionally poor later in west. Fair Isle. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east. Showers, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southerly 4 or 5 later in southeast Iceland. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in southeast Iceland. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north-northwest 4, 15 miles, 1013, rising more slowly. Stornoway, northwest by west 3, 16 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Lerwick, northwest 3, 27 miles, 1007, now falling. Wick Automatic, west-northwest 3, 14 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northwest 3, 12 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Lucas, west 2, slight rain, 13 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Boomer, north by west 2, 12 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Bridlington, north by west 3, 1007, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest 3, 11 miles, 1005. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 4, 11 miles, 1007. St. Catherine's Point, automatic. Northwest, 2008, rising slowly. Jersey, northwest by west, 4, 22 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel, automatic. Northwest, 5, 11 miles, 1011. Scilly, automatic. Northwest, 4, 7 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northwest by north, 3, recent drizzle, 24 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Aberporth, northwest by north, 4, recent drizzle, 9 miles, 1011, now falling. Valley, north-northwest, 4, 12 miles, 1011, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, northwest, 5, recent drizzle, 6 miles, 1008, now falling. Valencia, north by west, 3, 19 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Rommelsway, northwest, 5, 9 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Malin Head, northwest by north, 6, 15 miles, 1014, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, northwest by north, 5, 11 miles, 1012, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. A showery north to northwesterly airflow is currently affecting the British coastal waters, although a transient ridge of high pressure will follow eastwards across western Scotland and Northern Ireland during Monday evening and night, bringing settled conditions here for a time. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 near Aberdeenshire, decreasing 3 at times in Murrayfirth and in northwest. Showers becoming fair later, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less at first and south, otherwise northwesterly 4 to 6, but occasionally variable 3 again later in south. Showers perhaps thundery for a time later in south, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate later in south. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northwest, 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then north or northwest, 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery for a time later, good, occasionally poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less for a time later. Showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first and again later. Good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northwesterly, veering northerly 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time at first and east, becoming variable 3 or less later, then becoming northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery at first and again later, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or northwest 3 to 5, veering north 4 to 6 for a time at first. Showers at first, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest 3 to 5, veering north or northwest 4 to 6 for a time. Showers, then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North or northwest 4 to 6, backing west or northwest 3 to 5 for a time later. Showers, then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. North or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing west or northwest 2 to 4 for a time later. Showers, then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5 at first, except in northwest, otherwise northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man. North or northwest, 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times. Showers, then fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, northwest, 4 to 6. Showers, becoming fair later. Good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 at times and far north. Showers, becoming fair later. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Showers for a time. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 and south. Veering northerly, 2 to 4 later. Showers for a time. Good. And Shetland Isles. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 and east. Mainly fair. Good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. From myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House. If you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
At midnight GMT, welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Ankur Desai. A community devastated as flash floods in Texas claims more lives and the search for loved ones continues.
We just couldn't get out. We were trapped. My brother yelled out for my husband. He was like, John. And I was like, Julian, I'm scared. He goes, me too. And that's the last words I heard from him.
We also bring you the latest from the Middle East as Israel and Hamas hold talks over a potential Gaza ceasefire. Donald Trump expects a deal to be done.
I think there's a good chance we have a deal with Hamas during the week, pertaining to quite a few of the hostages. Yeah. We think we'll have that done this week.
You'll also dig the story we have about the discovery of an ancient 3,000-year-old city in Peru. And stay tuned to find out why German musicians, young and old, are breaking records. All of that to come shortly.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The authorities in central Texas have recovered more bodies after Friday's catastrophic flash floods, bringing the total number of deaths to nearly 80. Dozens remain missing as search efforts continue along the banks of the Guadalupe River. They include 10 girls who'd been attending a summer camp. More heavy rain is forecast in the worst affected area, Kerr County. Former Navy SEAL Greg Froelich is working on the rescue effort.
Today was mostly on the land, just kind of clearing brush up against the banks, areas that haven't really been searched yet. You know, we have some dogs out there. It's pretty crazy. I mean, it's giant trees wrapped around another tree, debris piles, you know, 20 foot plus high.
Donald Trump has hit out at his former close ally, Elon Musk, a day after the tech billionaire announced he was forming a new political party in the United States. In a post on social media, the president said Mr. Musk had gone off the rails and become a train wreck. He also spoke to reporters about the issue as he prepared to board Air Force One.
I think it's ridiculous to start a third party. We have a tremendous success with the Republican Party. The Democrats have lost their way, but it's always been a two-party system. And I think starting a third party just adds to confusion. It really seems to have been developed for two parties. Third parties have never worked.
Mr. Musk says his America Party will give voters their freedom back. Israel has carried out airstrikes against the Yemeni ports of Hodeidah, Ras Issa and Saif. The Israeli defense minister said the attacks hit Houthi targets. Jacob Evans reports.
Within minutes of ordering civilians around the three Yemeni ports to leave, Israel launched dozens of airstrikes. An Israeli spokesman said the Houthis were using the ports to transfer combat equipment for their backer, Iran, to aid what